Hello and welcome to the Diva Home and Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Brenda Douglas of the 50 Plus Home Team, and I help people to not only procure a home investment, but also maintain and keep it. Furthermore, we help people to gracefully age in place, downsize, or right size into the perfect home. I want to invite you to go ahead and subscribe to this channel and also hit that notification bell so that you can receive a notification whenever we upload another episode. We want to welcome you to the family. Stay tuned. Hello, everyone. It's Brenda Douglas, your senior and agent in place agent here in Prince George's County, Maryland. And I want to talk to you about depersonalizing your space. Depersonalizing your space is when you put away your personal items. Now, one of the benefits or the advantages of depersonalizing the space is number one, first and foremost, you begin to disconnect yourself from the house emotionally. So, if you are planning to sell your home or downsize, you want to start depersonalizing your space so that you can start to mentally and emotionally start to disconnect with this home so that it makes it easier for you to sell, right? When you are buying the home, you're looking to make the house your home. And it's yours. You can personalize it. Do what you will, unless you have an HOA where there are restrictions for certain things. But for the most part, if you have a home, if you're purchasing a home, it's your home. When you are putting it on the market, it becomes a house or a property that will net you proceeds. Right. So, when you are depersonalizing the space, it's important to begin to detach yourself from the home emotionally. And then also, you want to depersonalize the space so that you can, excuse me, got a little frog in my throat, so that you can make top dollar for your property. Again, you want your property, when you're putting it on the market, to give you the most proceeds so that you can use that money and move into your next chapter of life, whether that be moving into a senior living facility, whether that be moving into a 55 plus community, whether that means moving in with family, moving out of town where it's warmer, whatever your decision is, you can use that money to your advantage to help you transition to where you are headed. So in this episode, I am going to ask you some questions that you need to ask yourself if you are in the process or considering putting your home on the market so that you can downsize and sell your home for top dollar, right? Okay, so I'm going to ask you some questions, and I want you to think about this as you are preparing to pack these items up or just pack your things up in general, right? Because again, if you're putting your home on the market, your goal is to get top dollar, right? So you want to depersonalize the space. And the other thing is, believe it or not, not depersonalizing your space could actually hurt you in today's world for whatever reason. People have their personal preferences, things of that nature. And I'm sure that you guys have been seeing on the news how appraisals have been kind of off due to race, right? So depersonalizing the space can help with that, right? So here are some questions, again, that you need to ask yourself if you are considering putting your home in your market and you're starting to pack up and prepare your home to sell, right? First of all, call me, hire me, Real Estate Diva Brenda Douglas, and I'll be happy to consult with you and tell you how much your home is valued at in today's market. So here are the questions, okay? If someone were to walk into your home Okay. And you're thinking in terms of, okay, my home is clean, I'm ready to meet with the agent. I have depersonalized the space. If someone were, here's your check. If someone were to walk into your home, are they able to determine your race? Are they able to determine your race? If there is any way that they're able to identify you and your race, you need to depersonalize the space a little more. Are they able to tell if you are single or married? Right? If they're able to see what you like to collect. And now, people love to collect so many things, right? From animal trophies that they've caught, from dolls, baby dolls. There are so many things that people, magnets on the refrigerator magnets. So people love their collectibles, and that is fine. But when you are depersonalizing the space, when you are putting a home on the market, your goal is to get top dollar, right? So if somebody can walk in your home and they can tell, oh, this person likes to collect zebras. They love to collect, you know, elephants. They love to collect whatever it is, then you need to depersonalize and pack those things away safely, so that you can make top dollar with this property. Because remember, it's no longer your home. It is the property that will net you the proceeds so that you can transition and use those proceeds for where you're headed, right? Okay, so another question is, if I were to walk into your house, am I able to guess what your hobbies are? Am I, you know, is there yarn everywhere? Is there, what is it, people? Is there paint everywhere? Right? If I were to walk in your house, are they able to see whether or not you have a degree and where did you study? The university, the college, you need to pack up those things, the awards. If people are able to see that you have trophies and awards and they're visible, it is time to depersonalize and put those things away. Are they able to see if you have a child? Are they able to see if you are a grandparent, right? If you have grandchildren? These are questions you need to ask yourself and depersonalize the space. If someone can walk into your home and answer that question, those questions, I should say, then you need to depersonalize the space a little more. Are they able to guess your ethnicity based on the artwork? Again, if the answer is yes, then you need to pack those things up. And then my last question is, are they able to tell your personality through the paint colors, right? Some people who have bubbly personalities, a lot of times they love yellows and those bright colors, peach maybe, bright colors, right? Some people are eccentrics, like they love to define themselves and have their own identity. They love eclectic, anything eclectic, right? So that would be a turquoise wall. Those things, those colors, if someone is able to walk into your home and tell your personality based on the wall color, it is time for you to neutralize that color with a beige and a beige, white, or a gray. And when I say gray, I mean the gray that's closest to the white. I mean the beige that's closest to the white color, right? Don't go dark, because then that kind of, to me, gets into the fine line of your personality and a preference. Whereas when someone comes into your home and they see the depersonalization, it's hard for them to imagine their items in the space. And that's what you want. You want your home to flirt with the buyer. You want your home to make the buyer fall in love with them, with it. And listen, selling a home, I know, can be emotional, or if you're in a situation where you must sell because, you know, you have a distressed property, you're in pre-foreclosure, maybe you have to sell, you have to do a short sale quickly so that you can avoid foreclosure, unfortunately. Now, let me just say that if you are in that situation, you can begin again. There's a waiting period that you have to do if you have short sale, bankruptcy, or foreclosure. Is two to five for those bankruptcy. It depends on what type of bankruptcy, but short sale and foreclosure, Those are between 2 and 5 years, depending on the product. And bankruptcy, it depends on the type of bankruptcy, between 2 and 7 years that you can buy again. And it really depends on the loan product, and it depends on the company and whether their willingness to let you begin again or have a second chance. But I just need you to understand that if you've been in those situations, you can begin again, you can rebuild, and you can buy a home again. But like I was saying, selling a home can be an emotional process, right? Because you've created so many memories throughout the year. Some of you can stand in your home and you can see where your child took their first steps, things of that nature. Again, when you are planning to put your home on the market, you want to start to depersonalize and emotionally detach from that home, right? You want to put off those memories, keep the memories, I should say, with you. But in terms of in that house, you want to start to emotionally detach. So go ahead and pack away those items to depersonalize the space so that you can begin to visually imagine yourself in your new place, and the buyer can imagine themselves in the property that you're going to sell. All right, guys, I really hope that has been helpful. If you need to get in touch with me, you can reach out to me at 50plushometeam@gmail.com. My web address or website is www.50plushometeam.com. And I am Brenda Douglas, your senior and agent and place agent. And I hope that has helped. Guys, the goal is when you're selling your home is always, always to get top dollar for your home. And right now in Prince George's County, Maryland, it is September 2023, and we are still in a seller's market. The inventory is very low, less than 1,000 homes in Prince George's County, Maryland. The inventory is tight, and the homes sell as fast as they get on the market. In fact, right now in Prince George's County, Maryland, the average days on the market for all of Prince George's County is about 18 days, right? So it's less than 20 days. So my point is, you want to be in that number, right? The other thing is, because the inventory is so, so low, you have more buyers competing to buy. Buyers are having to wait it out because there are not a lot of homes for sale, right? You can use it to your advantage and make top dollar. You can ask for top dollar. Why? Because the demand is great, right? So you can use this seller's market to your advantage. That's why it's called a seller's market, right? Because the ball is in the seller's court, right? So my point is that you want to depersonalize the space so that you can get top dollar regardless of what market we're in. All right, guys, I hope that this has been helpful. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.